Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, this is Jessica Klotweig bringing you today's Daily Phil entitled Simple Yes. The disciples followed Peter to the Sea of Galilee to go fishing. After all, out on the water was a good place to think and process all that had happened that seemed to steal their security and future. Their boat felt safe. Here they were competent, and their diligence could pay off in tangible rewards to boost their confidence and give them hope. Until the opposite happened, and they didn't catch a single fish. Zip, zilch, nothing, nada. Failure seemed to follow them. Peter felt this failure with a particular heaviness that weighed him down in deep regret. Jesus had promised him a new vocation, fishing for men and building the church, but that was before he denied him. He felt lost as he sat on the boat with an empty net, weak and unable to provide for himself. Can you relate to Peter? I can. Hearing the Lord, I quickly obeyed, only to have my heart and imagination get ahead of his voice, to find out that my expectations weren't what God had in store. If only my heart had remembered the wisdom in Proverbs 16:9. The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. If Peter could only remember where the journey began, the first steps began with a simple yes. From there, Peter's steps of passionate obedience with all of his flaws led him to a new way of living infused with purpose. He had let his heart and imagination get ahead and found himself searching for a future, trying to provide. But here, on a boat once again, he would encounter the voice of Jesus calling him back to the simple task of obediently following, one yes at a time. A voice came from shore with instructions to cast on the other side of the boat. Sure, why not? What difference could a few feet make? All the difference in the world, as the catch became the catch of a lifetime. Not because of the net's proximity in the water, but because of its proximity to the one who commands the seas. Peter hadn't recognized the voice or the silhouette on the shore, but this abundance was familiar. It was the tangible evidence of goodness following him all the days of his life, Psalm 23:6. Even the days that held failure and weakness, maybe especially those. The question I'll leave you with today is this: what simple yes can you trust the Lord with today? Even if you lack the passionate yes and all you can muster is, sure, why not? He just might show up and shower you with his goodness as you follow him, one yes at a time. May you be filled with hope today and every day because of Jesus.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.